At the end of this week's Parasha of Bahalotcha, we have the infamous incident of Vatadaber Miriam v'Aharon b'Moshe, that Miriam and Aharon spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, and as a result, Miriam was stricken with Tzara'at. So it's appropriate this Friday, as we think ahead to Shabbat, that our daily halakha associated with the Sedra should be to do with the halachot of Lashon Hara, which appear in the Rambam in the 7th Perek of Hilchot Deot. And the Rambam tells us that the definition of Lashon Hara is Hamasapeh Bignut Chaveiro, a person who speaks negatively or disparagingly about somebody else, even if what they're saying is true. And he goes on to tell us that if what you're saying is false, then you're called Motzi Shemra Al Chaveiro, a person who is slandering or libeling somebody else, and that's a separate Aveira from Lashon Hara. That he points out that Chazal say that a person who commits any of the three cardinal sins, that's Gilui Arayot and Avodah Zarah and Shfichut Damim, that they get punished both in this world and they don't get any reward in the world to come. And Lashon Hara Keneged Kulam, that Lashon Hara is so severe that it equates to all of those together. And he also says that a person who speaks Lashon Hara is as if kafar ba'ikar, it's as if he's a heretic. So he tells us what falls into the category of Lashon Hara, and he says that it applies even if it's said in a jokey manner, that's even if it's said in a frivolous manner, it's still regarded as Lashon Hara. And likewise, even if a person tries to dress it up somewhat and pretend that they're speaking innocently about a person, that still counts as Lashon Hara. He also points out to us that there's a concept known as Avak Lashon Hara, which literally means dust of Lashon Hara. That's things which aren't exactly Lashon Hara, but can lead to it or associated with it. He gives an example that if a person says, "Oh, you know, don't talk to me about Ploni Almoni, that I don't want to get started on him," that would be Avak Lashon Hara. You're not actually saying anything negative about the person, but you're implying something negative about the person. That's also, he says, that definition of Avak Lashon Hara is when you say something positive about a person in the presence of people who you know don't like that person, because what you're doing is you're causing them, you're inciting them to speak Lashon Hara. If you say, "Oh, I know so-and-so, he's a really wonderful person," then automatically as a result, the people who don't like him are going to speak negatively about him. That's the sin of Lashon Hara is very, very grievous. That's, and the Rambam says that people who speak Lashon Hara asur la'dur b'shchein, that you shouldn't live in their neighbourhood, and certainly you shouldn't associate and fraternise with them and try and listen to what they're saying. There are indeed many, many details about the prohibitions of Lashon Hara, and Sefer Chafetz Chaim that lists in great detail all the applications of the prohibition of Lashon Hara. That's Sefer Chafetz Chaim was divided by the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Segel Zichron of Livracha, that's into daily halachot, so that the whole Sefer can be learnt several times a year. And it's appropriate perhaps today just to add the halachot which, according to his Seder, would be learnt on the 20th of Sivan, which is what today is. That's, and he points out that the prohibition of Lashon Hara always applies, but Kal Vachomer, it applies in a Beit HaMedrash or Beit Knesset, that if one speaks Lashon Hara in Shul, then one is adding harm to bad, and you're transgressing not only the prohibition of Lashon Hara, but also the prohibition of a Mikdashi Tirao, that one should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sanctuaries, and a Beit Knesset counts as Hashem's sanctuary. And, you know, to think that we're going into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sanctuary and doing an Issa in there is a double whammy of what's regarded as bad and unacceptable. And he also points out to us that similarly, that if you speak Lashon Hara about an elderly person or a scholar, then one is also adding insult to injury, because we've got a mitzvah of Hadar Kapanei Zakin. We have a mitzvah to show honour to these people. And if you speak Lashon Hara about them, then you're speaking negatively about, you're disregarding that mitzvah. So when we come back to shul, as we want to make sure that we treat the Beit HaKnesset with the appropriate yira, the appropriate sense of awe and fear, and certainly a good place to stop speaking Lashon Hara and to wean ourselves off it is in the Beit HaKnesset, at least for starters. Ad kan, Shabbat Shalom.